if everybody would start your video. Just, did you punch it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ms. Carter. Okay. Mr. Bunch, start your video.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Are you, did you unmute?
Yes, I did. Okay, we're ready to go. All right, I would like to welcome everybody to July 8th Amherst Town Council meeting. First order of business, if you would please silence your cell phones. And then with that, the next two items, we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. After the Pledge of Allegiance, we will have an invocation. If during the invocation you are uncomfortable or wish to leave, you may step out. Ms. Tracy will get you to bring you back in if you would like to step out during the invocation. So we'll all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Next item, citizens' comments. Do we have any that are signed up? Did we get any via email?
No emails on it.
Okay. Next item, if you notice, one of the agenda has been struck, and that was at the request of the applicant. That was the public hearing on the lease of the property of Brockman. That was the sale with Dominion Power.
Yeah. Yes, we do have
a
citizen
comment.
No,
I didn't know if you needed me just to sign.
Oh. Okay, yeah, because I asked her to come here after we go something further down.
Oh, so you
Megan?
Not yet?
Yes, no.
Strike me.
Strike her.
Strike you.
She's here to back me up if I get lost and stuff come here.
That's no question.
Next item, the consent agenda. May I have a motion to accept the meeting minutes as presented, or is there any questions on that?
I make a motion that we accept the meeting minutes as presented from the June 10th, 2020 meeting.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton. May I have a second, please?
I go there.
I have a second from Mr. Watts. Is there any further discussion? Okay. Once again, we'll go roll call. Well, we can do it like I've done my other video meetings. All those opposed, signify. There being none opposed, 401. So, next item, staff reports. They're in your packet. Is there any questions? I will do the best I can on the town manager report with the help from Tracy and Ms. Vicki. Is there any questions from Chief Shiflett? We'll get to you and your stuff in a minute. And with any of the other reports. Being none, we will move on. Finance Committee?
No meetings, nothing to report.
Okay, Community Relations, Ms. Ogden?
No meeting, no report.
And Mr. Watts?
No meeting, no report.
All right. Next item, the meetings from the Planning Commission. My understanding, the way I read it, Ms. Hunt can add more. They had voted to not approve the amendment that would have given a sign ordinance so the love sign could be put up unless we voted to remand it back to them for a public hearing. If we do that, I am requesting that the public hearing be heard in September, not in August. I mean, if we remand it back to the Planning Commission, we remand it back as their next meeting. And we will schedule that meeting in September instead of August, because with Ms. Carter and stuff, it kind of gives us a little bit of time there. So with that, Ms. Hunt, would you like to add anything, or did I pretty much hit it?
I think you got it.
Okay. So, Council, if you would like to discuss, or would you like to remand it back to them for them to have a public hearing on what the community's thought is on this, about changing the code to allow this?
Well, I'm not happy with the wording of it.
Well, they didn't approve it. Is that why?
Right. No, I don't know. You know, I'm not in favor of remanding it back to them.
Oh, so you don't want them to review it at all, is what you're saying?
Not my opinion.
Okay. All right.
I don't agree. I think that it can go back. I think there should be a public hearing, and I think there can be a compromise. I think that safely we can work it out. I mean, let's hear what it is that the community wants, and from what I understand, it's the train depot or the tourism department that wants to put the love sign up.
On the county,
the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
So they want to do this to put one of those like statewide love signs up.
Right.
And where do they want to put it?
Right there, at the Chamber of Commerce, right across 60, right there.
On that hill that you see where the tractor was sitting.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, I think it's right in that area.
Right in that area. And I will throw something out. There are actually people in Virginia that make their vacation plans around getting their pictures taken at love signs.
Mm-hmm.
They travel around the entire state of Virginia. I met some at the last meeting. They had been something like, Megan, you may know, I don't know, there's something like maybe 300 of these signs around the Commonwealth or something like that.
I don't know the total sign.
And they had been to like all but three. And they were planning their vacations to make sure they caught the other three that they didn't have. And Mr. Watts, to address your concern, you're not good with the wording. Well, that's fine. The wording can be changed.
Yeah.
And I think...
Yeah, I'm concerned with the fact that it says artistic or
right.
Works of art. But that can be so broad. So many things.
Exactly. But, I mean, I think this could be, that. My opinion, that could be straightened out in a public meeting. I mean, because the wording is not set in stone.
Right.
So why not give the chance for the public meeting for everybody to get their input and then go from there, and then if the wording needs to be adjusted, that's where
I just really have a hang up with that wording.
Right. But the word, I don't think the wording's set in stone, because they haven't had a public hearing on it. They haven't revised their policy to come back to us for us to approve. So that's still in the working stages, and my thought is we should let it play out.
Okay.
Give everybody an opportunity to say what they've got to say and let it play out.
And I share your concern, Mr. Watts. I understand what you're saying about works of art, and it gets very loosey-goosey and interpretive, and then before you know it, we have all kinds of crazy things up on the road, which, of course, that's why I think it's not finished yet. And we harder at... You know, and if we can't come to an agreement, then that's when we shut it down and say, nope, we can't come to an agreement, but at least we tried.
Well, I'm fine with the public, get input on it. I have strong reservations when we make a towards on that.
Right.
Well, we need to work on it. The Planning Commission needs to give us something to work with. So I think if we remand it back to them for a public hearing, that gives them, and that's going to give them 2 months to kind of brainstorm among themselves.
Now I have a question. Can we send it back to the Planning Commission for them to have a public hearing? But as a council, can we say to them, we want you to very clearly look at the wording. Is there any, can we give them charge?
I think they've made notes on it already.
They went through it.
They went through that.
Pretty much in detail and batted the wording back and forth and came to an agreement. Well, I'll say an agreement, came to some sort of an agreement on the wording that is in their minutes that I believe all of y'all probably read already. And what I can say from listening to your discussions is that this is not all about the love sign, that this is a zoning ordinance change to allow
this
in other places. So that's what, you know, the concern was for size as and locations and where it was going to be. They were concerned about where things might be in town as opposed to 29, 60 different areas of the town. So they were pretty, that it was a long meeting. So they didn't take this lightly to begin with. But, you know, that's why they came up with some wording in case you remanded it back to them, that they would go ahead and vote to have a public hearing so that it wouldn't get tied up even further with more time and just go on with it.
Okay, yeah, I guess, I mean, that could be part of it when we made it back to it, because I think we've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
When we sent things back to them, we've asked them to rewrite it and bring it back to us. I think we've done that before.
I'd like to have them make it more specific, like literally say, if we can,
mm-hmm.
within code, I don't know, like,
right.
You know, except with exceptions, cannot contain racial, cannot contain religious, cannot contain, you know, I think we need to be very careful and specific how the ordinance reads. I can't.
According to.
Oh, we can't do that because it's state code. That's right. They changed
you can't,
that.
You can't do
they
that.
They changed that in what?
Yeah. And if Ms. Carter was here, she could explain all that, but no, you can't specifically say what
the
work of art can contain.
Yeah. But I mean, I think we just send it back and let get the public's point of view on it. And see it. I think bang around again.
Can we make it so that there's an approval process for things like that?
See, that's what I'm wondering, if we can do that.
That way we don't have to spell out what we don't want, but
yeah.
Anybody that wants something has to come get it approved before.
Yeah, through.
And
I think they should include
it
through the plan
case by case basis.
When it comes to us.
Yeah.
Well, again, we're stuck to state code and the parameters in which they dictate on that,
yeah,
too.
Just,
which is very
just have to look at them really, really close. Not
right.
That they did.
Yeah, Ms. Carter spelled it out pretty much to them, and that was part of what they were talking about too. That they wanted to do exactly what you wanted to do,
right.
And there was just they were hitting a brick wall. Mm-hmm.
They changed that.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I think at least let the public have their say, and then if
I'm
it comes back,
that.
You know, if the council comes back. Planning Commission comes back and says, we've had our public hearing, we hope this is a deadlock, we can't work this out. Okay, thank you very much. At least the process
yes.
is shaken out.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important.
I'm
glad the process is shaken out. So, would you like to make a motion?
I will make the motion that we send this back to the Planning Commission for them to hold a public hearing in September.
Yeah, at the next, well, we say at the next meeting. I have a motion from Ms. Carton. Is there a second, please?
I have a second.
Have a second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any further discussion? There being none, all those opposed, please signal opposition. There being no opposition, the motion passed 4-0-1. The IDA had no meeting this month, correct? And the minutes were attached from the Robert E. Lee Soil and Water. The next two items, we're gonna tap on Tracy right now. The acceptance of the CARES funding. And authorization to execute the agreement.
So the agreement that's attached to the agenda is right up from the county, and it's basically we're agreeing to use the CARES Act in accordance to the guidelines that are stated by the federal government, and we're understanding that ultimately the county is responsible for those funds if we do not spend them accordingly. So we are agreeing that we will spend them accordingly to the best of our knowledge and that we accept those funds and responsibility for them.
Okay. So I take it we need a motion to execute the form.
I'll make the motion to execute the form.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts. Do I have a second, please? I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Is there any discussion? Okay. All those opposed, please signify. Motion carries 4-0-1. Back to you, Ms. Tracy, as far as the use of the CARES Act funding.
So Ms. Carter has ideas on what we could be using this money for. We have been doing Zoom meetings every week on new guidelines that come out on the use of it. What she has provided is certain usage for the money and what we can potentially use it for. And she's just trying to get you the approval now so that we can go ahead with this under the understanding that we may not even spend it what's outlined for those purposes at this point because we're getting new guidance every week.
Yeah, and I can say I've been on some of these discussions with Ms. Carter, and it seems to be changing daily what you can spend the money for, and I'm sure you know that from the county. So this is to get what is there right now. And I know part of this deals with the IDA also, that was in there about the small business grants, the IDA administering them. That was one of the ideas, and I think we were waiting on a type of approval to see if that was good through whatever they sent out.
That, along with the funding of the trying to get utility bills caught up and hazard duty pay for certain employees.
Right. Yeah.
So there's more understanding that need to be clarified all the way around. But that is the hopes of what we can spend the money on when we find out definitely.
So what we're looking for is a motion to go ahead and start the planning and the implementation phase once all the directive is in about exactly how we can spend the money. We need to have an idea, so that's what this is for. So may I have a motion for that, please? I have a motion for Mr. Bunch. May I have a second, please? A second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion? Being no discussion, all those opposed, please signify. There being no opposed, motion to carry 4-0-1. Y'all were wondering why Ms. Megan Lucas is here. This is her time to shine if I need it. She's here as my backup. Reference the Go Virginia Grant Authorization to Proceed. And I'm going to read Sarah's, then I'm going to read what I've talked to Megan about. We've been working on, so I could make sure I could brief counsel as thoroughly as possible on this, because I knew Sarah would. Sarah says, staff recommends proceeding with the Go Virginia Grant for Engineering at Brockman's Park. The maximum contribution would be $51,455,000 worth of service. This amount is reduced based on the contribution from the Regional Business Alliance and from current projects at Brockman. The thing now is a pledge from the town for a contribution, and we don't have to send the money now, and my understanding this is going to be coming from the IDA because it deals with Brockman Park, if it happens. The town's contribution now has gone down, and if it passes, it's going to only be $17,600 for $155,000 worth of work. So our part will be, if it comes. And this is a pledge to go with Megan's Go Virginia Grant, saying the town of Amherst will pledge $17,600, if Go Virginia gives us the money. And there's going to be, it was $159,600 worth of services that is going to be provided at Brockman Park for our $17,600. I think that's a pretty good thing. And Megan, I tell you what, Megan, if you would, the items for the work completed, would you please just go ahead and since you're writing up this grant, Would you go ahead and explain that to council, please?
Sure. Do you need me to be someplace visible on camera or?
No.
No.
Okay. Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Please give Sarah our prayers. We're certainly worried about her. You might recall that last year we completed a Go Virginia grant. It was our due diligence grant, where we collectively identified six sites in the region that would to advance or to complete the due diligence on. In land development, there's a phase called the due diligence phase, and it's that phase of land development where we do everything we can to minimize the risk, to understand what's going on with the piece of property. And we did lot 15 in Brockman. Of the six sites that we did, one was in Brockman, it was lot 15. We completed the due diligence as a part of that grant. That took the lot 15 grant from a tier 2 in the Virginia Business Site Ready Program to a tier 5. In the tiered system, it went from a tier 2 to a tier 3. The goal is to get to a tier 5. In the Virginia Business Ready Sites Program, it's tier 1 through 5. 1 is essentially your backyard or pasture, greenfield we call that. And then they go up in tiers from there based on the amount of work and readiness they are to receive a company who should decide to buy it. So we completed the due diligence grant. On that particular grant, we spent $38,000 to complete the due diligence on lot 17 in Brockman. That grant is finished. Lot 15. That grant is finished, and the next phase of that, some of our municipalities, the five other locations, they've made plans on their own to independently start advancing their lot in their community. So Sarah and I and Victoria Hansen got together to talk about what they're going to do with their sites. What's next? And so that came to this grant, which I'm applying for today. I have applied for it, quite frankly. I've already applied for it, but waits for the letter that you're talking about. It's a Go Virginia. I've called it the Amherst-Lynchburg Site Readiness Grant. And that grant, I'm sorry, my mask keeps falling down over my nose. That grant in total, the grant is $549,000. The work for that particular grant is all Brockman and Amelon. So as far as Brockman is concerned, there's about a half a dozen items that will be done at Brockman Park. And those items include, I can go through the whole list, but they include preliminary geotechnical investigation on lots 13, 14, 15, and 16, preliminary reports for lots 1 through 10, that's already done. Boundary surveys, topo surveys, phase 1 environmental, waters of the U.S. delineation, cultural resources review, endangered species review, master planning for the entire park, and master grading plan for the park. And what's great about the master grading plan, I'm going to tie it back to lot 15. When we complete the due diligence grant, that site, lot 15, is now a tier 3. With this mass grading plan, it will become a tier 4. So that's really good. And so the other element of this particular grant is we're going to do grading in lot 4 at Amelon. So you've got a whole picture. Most of the work will be at Brockman, and with one lot being taken care of in Amelon. When we apply for Go Virginia grants, it's typically a one-to-one match. Go Virginia, during COVID times, has changed that to be a two-to-one match. So for every $1 we bring, they'll match it for $2. But they require skin in the game from the municipalities that are partnering. And so the town of Amherst commitment to that or match would be about $55,000, which is a third of the total of work that will be done at Brockman. But because we've already done $38,000 of work on lot 15 in the previous grant, I'm trying to maneuver that Go Virginia will allow us to apply that $38,000 to the match as already spent on a piece of land that we're moving forward. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Which brings your match to the request of $17,600. But I have to caveat that, because if they turn me down, then it would be the other number.
like the number she has listed in her thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so the goal is, what we're doing is the Go Virginia program is an economic development program, and it allows us to leverage local dollars for state dollars. So in this scenario, the work at Brockman Park will be about $159,000 of work, and we're leveraging $17,600 for the rest of that funds. Or if I'm turned down for what I'm trying to do with the money previously spent on lot 15, then it would be 55. 51.
51.
So I know that's a lot, but, and the value is, and I'm sure you all know this, when I first got in economic development 100 years ago, companies, when they picked a community, they picked a community. And they said, I like that pasture over there. How long before it gets ready? Oh, I can wait 3 years before you go through the land development process, which is the due diligence and all the stuff we've talked about. Companies don't wait anymore. And we do anticipate post-COVID to have a significant reshoring activity, as well as pharmaceuticals and life sciences. And we want to be ready to receive those. So the more we can get land, industrial land, to a pad-ready state or a tier five, the better we'll show, the better we'll compete. So I hope that makes sense. Any questions for me, related or unrelated? I mean, I can confuse you more if you like.
I may have missed it, but which is our pad 15? Where is that located? I don't know.
It's in Brockman. I don't have the map. I don't have the Brockman map with me. But it's not on
the file. Tracy, would you look and see if that's the Brockman map on that back wall, right as you step out, right there?
I'm just curious. I don't know which one.
It's either the one that Dominion was going to have, or the one.
It is not the Dominion.
They've been down farther down. Because I can't remember the acreage on it.
Do you have any idea what the acreage is?
I honestly,
off the top of your head,
I've been working on this, and I should know as well. But I don't remember the acreage. I will tell you that when we started this process and we analyzed all 12 industrial parks in the region, that was, other than the one where Dominion is, that was the number one site in the town.
Okay.
So that was your largest site, other than the lot where Dominion is.
I think that might be
the site.
Might be close there.
This would be the site to the right of.
And that's, yeah. It's the site that is most ready, largest site available to us in Brockman, other than the Dominion site.
Yeah,
so it'd be the next largest site.
Probably where the turning park is.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's a great question. I just thought maybe I missed it along the way.
Okay. All right. So, Megan, thank you very much for clearing your schedule to come tonight to help bail me out. because when this came through, of course, I wanted to be able to present council their needy questions. So,
and Mayor, if we don't get the grants, you don't pay the money.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, you could pay more because you just go and do it on your own, But just want you to be aware of that. It's all dependent on whether or not we get the grant.
Yeah, that's the way I understood that. This is if we do it, I mean, if it goes, we pay. If it don't go, we're not out anything.
Yep.
Right. And he's showing a lot.
Is this not?
Thank you.
It's the one far back.
Yeah, it's the one to the right of Dominion's.
Yeah, so they're on
the. Yeah. There are Dominion's on the left, this is on the right.
Well, it is Dominion's.
Yeah.
That's where Dominion is supposed to be.
What, 15?
Yeah.
At the end of the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, on the hill.
To the left and up on the hill.
Yeah,
that's
Dominion's. That's lot 15.
15. Yeah. Okay.
So that'll work good now since they're not going to be there, I guess.
Okay. That's what I was just.
Yeah.
Just double checking.
So, okay, with that, what we're looking for is for me to sign. The agreement that Megan has us pledging the $17,000 of Go Virginia approves the grant. If they do not approve the grant, then we don't have to pay anything.
That would be the 17 or 51.9.
Right. If they did not
depend.
Right, but if they apply that other 30-some thousand, then it will only be 17. But in the letter from Megan. To Go Virginia, it just says at this time 17,000 is what it says.
So is she going to have to come back if that doesn't work?
Yeah, if it doesn't come back, if that doesn't fly, she'll come back, but.
I still think it's a good deal, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanna get.
Ah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Most paying for it, but.
So I'm asking for a motion to approve this and approving, we can, sign the grant authorization or the, what did you call the letter? It's a letter of support?
Yeah, support letter, and because you're the one of the municipalities participating, I have to have a letter from you committing the dollars.
Right, so, I'd like a motion for that.
I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign, the paperwork to proceed and for the funds to be released.
Okay, and may I have a second, please? All right, I have a motion from Ms. Corden and a second from Ms. Ogden. Is there any further discussion? There being no discussion, all those opposed, please signify. Motion carried, 4-0-1. Chief, finally, we got to you, buddy. Wake up over there. Please go ahead on the accreditation. I know you want to introduce us to somebody. So.
Yeah, back in May, we had our building dedication. I announced to you our next big project for the police department after finishing up on all the policies and procedures was to see getting the department accredited. As I told you guys then, it's a big task, a task that will not take a few weeks. It's going to take a considerable amount of time, especially being a smaller department. It's tougher for a smaller department to get accredited in the state due to the funding and due to the fact that, you know, you have so many standards that you rely on other agencies to help you get through. Like us, we have to rely on someone in the sheriff's department. So I'm proud to announce that we have met recently with the DCJS and the accreditation board. They came down to our town last week and met with us, and we've signed up for accreditation. We have 3 years to get it completed. At that time, if we do not get it accredited at that time, we can file a motion to get an extension. But I'm happy to announce that from where I stand right now, I feel like we're way ahead of the game. When I got here, some of the things I decided I wanted to do was get this department accredited. I think it's important. There's a number of things that I feel like, and you'll see later on how it's important for us to get accredited. But with that being said, we're way ahead. I've got a lot of things that I've already implemented and started when I got here and acting as if we were accredited. Getting those policies done now allows us to move forward with this. And I'm very fortunate. I have I've got a good staff, as I've told you many times before, but back last year, I met with Joel from Liberty University.
Dr. Cox.
We've struck a deal where we'll be receiving interns from Liberty University in the criminal justice field. So that being said, we've got our first one from Liberty, and she has been a jewel. this is Allison. Allison is, you're majoring in?
It's criminal justice, but the tag name is crime scene investigation.
So she's got a really good future. She's very energetic. She's kind of like me. She likes things done a certain way. We're pushing through this. We're hoping maybe we can have this done in a year and a half.
Two OCD people on. In the office. How does that go?
It's good. Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to argue with her, but that's me. But she's been great so far. Like I said, we met last week with them. They come in, they gave us a lot of positive input on what we've done so far. I'll let her share a little bit about that. But we'll be having to pay a $250 initiation fee, which in return, the insurance will pay that for us. Our insurance pays that.
Plus the
yearly. And plus the yearly. And when we get this completed, we'll receive a 5% discount on our insurance from the town.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of things that opens a bunch of doors for grants and accountability of being accredited for following state standards or what needs to happen, which we have been doing that slowly. Now, more so since we've got the policies now in place. So I feel really good in the direction that we're heading. You guys just be patient with us on this. It's a lot of work. I'm very Secretary of Forces right now, so I don't think I have Allison on my side here, but I'll let her get up here and introduce herself and kind of give you a little heads up of what the guy said. And
so we're very far ahead of schedule according to this man. I came in and before we met with him, I already had the file cycle. It's been created and policies are already copied in the file. So I don't even think it's going to take a year and a half, but probably about a year. Accreditation puts the professionalism of your department like way up. Like people are very impressed you got the accredited police department. We were granted access to like statewide thing through the multiple FCs, Virginia Law Enforcement's Professional Standards Commission. We have access all over the state for looking at their policies, they can look at our policies, getting forms, like if we need to copy a form that you know, ours isn't great, but theirs is better, we can take that off the website. What else? It's going to be a lot of work, and I'll probably bug you so many times about stuff we need. But it's going really well, so it's been kind of fun.
And we'll keep you updated, you know, not every council meeting, we'll keep you updated every quarter or so, you know, where we're at with it. We're going to do the best we can to keep, you know, there's going to be certain things that we're going to have to request to get that done. But in the long run, it's the right thing to do. And with what's coming down from Richmond probably in August, you know, we don't know what after these sessions or what they're going to require, but I have a strong feeling that they're going to require their accreditation.
And that helps if you're already on your way, instead of
hopefully,
trying to catch up.
Hopefully, that makes sure we're sitting here real quick.
And
where
that little pin?
Yes.
Basically,
stickers on the car.
Yeah, the accredited stickers on the car. Exactly. So there we go.
But that's the goal, and hopefully we'll get this done soon, and everybody be proud of it.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're keeping the chief straight. Between the two of you, that's
going to
be an interesting office. Okay. Next item, we have not heard from Mr. McCormick. The question thing, so we'll just move on. And we'll hear from him. Madison Staff, Chief, would you have anything else you'd like to offer?
I'm sorry,
to the Tracy, do you have anything you'd like to offer? We're on Madison staff. Mr. Barrett?
No, sir.
Okay. Ms. Vicki?
No, sir.
All right. Matters from Council, Mr. Watts.
I have a question that I don't know if it's appropriate to share. We're going to talk about it later. The effects of the lease?
With that part, the effects of the lease is we're waiting for them. We've done our part now. Mr. Barry has reviewed it.
Okay.
We're waiting to hear from Dominion. I've been on the phone with them. That's not one of the things I've been doing. So they have not given us any further. So we're waiting on them.
And I've spoken with Ms. Wright. She's provided me some information too. So.
But that was Sunday evening. I called Mr. Barry and said, "Hey, I need for you to do this. So, you know, put it on your top priority, so we'll know where we stand."
Yeah. Okay.
So he's been working on it, and we're just waiting on the end of the line.
Okay.
Anything else, sir?
No.
Ms. Bunch?
Yes.
Ms. Carton?
No.
Yes. Okay. And I don't have anything else on the anticipated. We'll just move on. There. Is there any citizens' comments?
No, sir.
All right. With no citizens' comments, we are going to adjourn for 5 minutes, and then at the end of that 5 minutes, we'll be going into closed session. So the meeting is.
Could you go ahead and make the motion for the closed session first?
Okay.
Go and then adjourn?
Okay, we can do that. Okay. Ms. Carton?
Yes. I move that the town council go into closed session pursuant to Section 2.2-3711A1 of the Code of Virginia as it relates to assignment, appointment, promotion, performance of specific public officials, appointees, or employees, specifically that of the town manager.
Okay. With that, may I have a second, please?
A second.
A second, Mr. Watts. We will do this one roll call. Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
Ms. Carton.
Aye.
Mr. Bunch.
Aye.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
All right, we are going to recess for 5 minutes, and then at this time we'll be going into the votes. Thank y'all.
stop here, thank you.